Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Pesachim. In a previous Mishnah, we discussed when do you have to go back to burn your chametz. So Mishnah Ches brings a similar case, which is not actually directly related to chametz, but which is similar in concept of when do you have to go back. V'chein, so too. Somebody who left Yerushalayim, perhaps he's on the way home from being in Yerushalayim for the holiday or from some other occasion, and he realizes, wait a minute, I still have meat from a korban with me. Now, this is a big problem because meat from a korban must be in Yerushalayim. And this meat is now possible because it left Yerushalayim. And so it has to be burned. Because you have kodshim psulim, an invalid kodshim meat, and the halacha is it has to be burned. And so the Mishnah says, im avar tzofim, if you passed tzofim, which is a city that is probably the last point at which you can still look back and see Yerushalayim. And if you passed that, though, so now you're already quite a distance from Yerushalayim, and therefore, sarfo bimkomo. You don't have to go back, you just burn it where you are. Go over to the side of the road, start up a little fire, and burn this this kudshim meat that has to be burned. However, v'imlav, but if you did not pass tzofim, so you are at tzofim or closer, so then, chozer v'sarfo lifnei habira, then you have to go back and burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. And in fact, you have to burn in the Beis HaMikdash, but since we're dealing with somebody who probably doesn't live in Yerushalayim, you don't have to go buy wood. You're allowed to use Me'atzei HaMelacha. You're allowed to use wood from the Beis HaMikdash that had been donated to the Beis HaMikdash for use in the Mizbeach. You're allowed to use that wood to burn this Besar HaKodesh that you accidentally took out of Yerushalayim. But you have to go back and burn it at the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Mishnah turns to the case that we just discussed with the Besar HaKodesh that left Yerushalayim, as well as the case in the previous Mishnah where you forgot to do Bir Chametz, and there were circumstances in which the Mishnah said you had to go back, right? If it was if you were doing a mitzvah, but you have time to do it, or if you were not doing a mitzvah, even if you don't have time, that was with the Chametz. And with the Besar HaKodesh, it depended on how far out you are. But in both cases, the Mishnah asks, Kamahin Chozrin, for how much do you have to go back? Right? So do you have to go back to do Bir Chametz on a teeny tiny crumb? Do you have to go back and burn, you have to go all the way back to Yerushalayim to burn a little shred of meat? How much? So we have a three-way machlokas. Rebbe Meir Omer, Zeh v'zeh b'kabeitza. Both Besar HaKodesh and Chametz, the shiur is kabeitza, an egg volume, the volume of an egg. If you have meat, the volume of an egg, then and you are within Sofim, you have to go back and burn Yerushalayim. If you have Chametz, the volume of an egg at home, then you have to go back and burn it at home. But if it is smaller than that, then it doesn't matter where you are. You can burn it in place or be mevatel it. Burn the meat and be mevatel the Chametz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zev Zeb Kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they're not both a kibetza. I agree with you that they have the same shear, but that shear is a kezayis, an olive-sized piece. If there is a piece of the size of an olive, you have to go all the way back to Yerushalayim to burn it, which is, Rabbi Meir would say you could burn that in place because the size of an olive is much smaller than the size of an egg. The Chacham Omrim Besar Kodesh Bekezayis, the Chametz Bekabetza. The Chacham say it's different. When it comes to the Kodshim, the Karbanos, you have to go back and burn them in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, even for a piece as small as a Kezayis. But Chametz, you do not have to go home and get rid of it physically if it's that small. You only have to go back for Chametz if it is a Kebetza. Anything smaller than that, to any of these shurim, anything smaller than that, you could just burn it in place if it's the meat, or be mevatel in place if it is the chametz.